This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, the Chinese military is moving into Hong Kong. Riot police are going into the airport. It's getting out of control. They're waving American flags, Pepe the Frog signs. You've just had the warden at the facility where Epstein died get reassigned and two of the guards placed on administrative leave. Now, we're going to continue to take your phone calls on the other side of this break, but I want to play these videos I meant to earlier. First, let's go to the Trump administration making the announcements about their new policy on green cards and public assistance.
Today, USCIS, the agency I head as part of the Department of Homeland Security, has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States. It will also help promote immigrant success in the United States as they seek opportunity here. Through the public charge rule, President Trump's administration is reinforcing the ideals of self-sufficiency and personal responsibility, ensuring that immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America. Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card. Public charge is now defined in a way that ensures the law is meaningfully enforced and that those who are subject to it are self-sufficient.
Critics are saying this policy is unfairly targeting the lower income immigrants. How do you respond to that?
Well, we certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet. And so if people are not able to be self-sufficient, then this negative factor is going to bear very heavily against them in a decision about whether they'll be able to become a legal permanent resident. A poor person can be prepared to be self-sufficient. Many have been through the history of this country. So let's not look at that as the be-all and end-all. It's not the deciding factor, which is why we continue to use the totality of circumstances test.
And so this is just common sense. America is not a charity. We already give out trillions over time, but hundreds of billions of dollars annually to all of these countries for humanitarian aid, and then they just send all their people here and we pay for them again. So it's just a system that's totally failed us. Now, Kamala Harris, boy, what a clown. First, let's go to this video. I don't even know what she's at. I guess the Iowa Fair. This is like meme-tastic in real time. Kamala Harris, I finally got my pork chop.
Oh my God.
You like it?
I really like it so good.
I'm serious.
I'm sorry. These people are just hilarious, man. They literally try to pander in any way they can, changing a tire, riding a skateboard, going live in the dentist during an oral surgery. I mean, what a joke. Like, seriously, part of me wants to go live during oral surgery. I'm, like, bleeding out from the mouth. My lips are, like, disgusting and, like, ripping apart. I'll be like, hey, guys, I just want to apologize. It's like, wow, are you okay? Like, oh, no, they're just, like, ripping a hole in my head. I do have to have oral surgery in September. I have to get a tooth implant. So maybe I'll do it live. I'm going to do my tooth implant live. I'll be bleeding out of the mouth. I'll be stammering and stuttering on all kinds of drugs, probably. The drooling out of my mouth, bleeding out of my mouth. The dentist will think I'm nuts. The oral surgeon will be and I'll be like, what? I saw Beto do it. It's cool. All right. I didn't even do it in time. I had too much fun making fun of Beto. Kamala Harris, maybe I'll play it before the end of the... Oh, I blew it. Kamala Harris went to a retirement home, and she was talking about health care, and some of the nice old ladies there said, please don't ruin our health care system. Kamala Harris goes there for a photo op,
And then the nice ladies, they were like, yeah, please get out of here. Your plan for health care sucks. We can't afford this. You're ruining our health care. Bye, Kamala. Bye-bye.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Alex Jones Show, and we've got phone lines lit up. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. Be ready to go. Before I jump back out to the phone lines, remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Have you switched your toothpaste to Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste yet? See, we make it easy to shop at InfoWarsStore.com and support what we do here, because we give you household items. Everybody has toothpaste in their house. Everybody has shampoo in their house. Everybody has body wash in their house. So we just sell it at InfoWarsStore.com, saying, hey, look, everyone brushes their teeth. We sell toothbrushes and toothpaste. And to me, it's the best toothpaste going. I mean, there is no other toothpaste out there like it. It's fluoride-free, and then it's got the nascent iodine and the colloidal silver in there. Very, obviously, the positive health benefits of those. So check out Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. Two flavors. Check out all the great supplements that are up to 60% off, some of them at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all storable foods. Free shipping store-wide. You hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, I got this T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, a gift for my dad, a gift for my grandpa, a gift for my cousin, a gift for my nephew. It's a funny thing because people have never really seen a shirt that gets political. So sometimes it's kind of just like, whoa, I've never seen something like this. Interesting gift. I know I've given them this gift. So the store is at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop there today to keep InfoWars on the air tomorrow. Let me do this before I go to the phone lines. A couple stories here. I mentioned this last segment. FBI on the hunt for suspect who fired shots at ICE offices. This is coming out of San Antonio. Is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez one of the suspects here? I'm not sure. We'll have to find out. James O'Keefe, though. Tomorrow, our ML Fairness Google Insider comes out of the shadows. Over thousands of internal documents are released. Google might take this new video down. Sign up for our video list now so you don't miss our latest on Google. So Project Veritas is about to release their next bombshell report on Google. And I happen to know that, I mean, folks, like, it's worse than the last one. It's worse than the last one. And the crazy thing is, these higher-ups at Google know how powerful what they're doing is. And some of them are, like, trying to check themselves, and then the others are just frothing at the mouth, like the ring of from the Lord of the Rings or something. So that's all developing. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though, and let's go to Anthony calling in from California. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, this is a pretty intense thing for me. I've got a
documentary I've been working on since 2015 called Homeowners, and it encompasses basically deep fakes. And some of the tools that were used were called Melodyne, and that was before the deep fake video was really a big thing. They were using audio, and what they had done is these feminist man-haters here in Central California were punishing actually just InfoWars listeners. Kind of a side rant, I was thrown in jail on a 1370 specifically for running the InfoWars research team on Facebook before it was shut down. That's actually on the documents there. So to anybody who will promote InfoWars or who uses them as a icon to the world is obviously incompetent and cannot be trusted with their own children. On a side note also, I have with me, I'm about ready to cry. I'm a Mormon priest, a veteran of 23 years. I've spent my entire life traveling the world to Ukraine and other places. I bought human trafficking victims with my own money and brought them to safety. I have a Mormon kid, 21 years old, here with me. And I'm working on this documentary that I have. His mother works with Facebook as an accountant. And this was here in the last few weeks. I had them admit these things, that they'd been selling this foster child.
So is there anywhere people can go access this information or see your documentary?
Yes, I've requested these for several years. The Public Defender's Office is actually working on getting me the documents that list InfoWars research team as the complete sole justification for removing custody of children.
So wait a second. I'm sorry, but you're not. Your message is kind of confusing me right now. So I imagine the audience is confused as well. Are you saying that you went to jail and had your kids taken from you because you posted about InfoWars?
Yes, sir. In 2016.
No. Again, yeah. You're trying to. Do you have this documentation?
I do 100%, and I will go to prison. Let somebody execute me if I don't.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, I don't really know how to handle this because you're kind of throwing a bunch of stuff at me here, and I mean, if you want this information out, I mean, do you have a social media account? Is there anywhere where we can go access this stuff so we can show what you're talking about here?
Sorry, sir. Wolverine News Alliance is where I post most of my information. Like, currently we're on the lookout for a person who was convicted of sodomizing two infants and is running through Turlock. And that's what I've been
What is the name of the website?
Down these people on the streets as a street priest. So it's pretty complex, but if I narrow it down to the individual no-fat little things,
I'll tell you what. I got to take another call. Guys, put him on hold and get his information. And if we can find this documentation, we may have interest in writing up a story. If you're getting your kids taken from you and going to jail for posting about InfoWars. Yeah, that's pretty overwhelming stuff. All right, let's go to Nick in Arizona. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey there. So, Owen, I was listening to the show this morning to Alex, and they were talking about Fredo Cuomo, and when he was on that video, he said he was an actor. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing because I guess it's CNN and MSNBC.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure he said anchor.
It sounded like actor to me.
Well, either way, he is an actor.
Yeah, because everything they do is fictitious anyway, right?
But isn't that the thing? See, that's the thing about that video that screams to me more than anything is just, like, we've all seen that guy before. Like, we've all seen the big tough guy who wants to puff up his chest and get all big and make a scene. That's what Cuomo was doing.
Right.
And the whole thing where they're saying, oh, he was being harassed, his family's being harassed. No, that's BS. I'm seeing a bunch of people standing up. That's not what happened. He was asked to take a picture. People ask me to take pictures all the time. People troll me all the time. I mean, give me a break. You know, so this whole thing, like, standing up for Cuomo, and I don't even care. The point is, he's a jerk. That's what the video shows. The guy is a jerk.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and, you know, the other thing I saw yesterday, you guys were talking, or had somebody on the show, was talking about the Luciferians, and I ended up Googling a video on YouTube about them and how they gain rank by doing vile things. So wouldn't that maybe be something that could have been a root cause for the Epstein death?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if the Luciferians are devil worshippers or Satan worshippers, and if they do bad things to other people or to children or that type of thing, and Epstein wanted to get out, per se, maybe he was a Luciferian, and somebody went and offed him, wouldn't they then gain rank within that crowd of people?
Well, I don't know. I mean, probably not. I mean, this is an inside job. There's no way an outsider could have gotten in. I mean, you're looking at, again, I mean, we're conspiracy theorizing here because we can't get the truth, but you're looking either at people inside getting paid off. There's an investigation going on right now. Two workers have already been put on administrative leave. The warden has already been transferred. So there's already an investigation going on. Maybe multiple people paid off. Maybe this whole thing's a stunt, and he really is being put into witness protection. I don't know. But when everybody predicts that this guy's going to end up dead, and then he ends up dead, and then we get no answers, you know, it's obvious that there's something happening here that really powerful people don't want us to know about. And so whenever that's going on, you know there's a major cover-up, and you know there's a major conspiracy, and you know that the American media that's bought and paid for is going to do everything they can to try to keep this story under wraps. All right, more calls coming up. More calls coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during this break and take advantage of the big sale.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're taking your phone calls here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let me pepper in a couple headlines here. See this one. Russia opens antitrust inquiry into app restrictions at Apple. And then this is kind of funny because there's this whole twist, like, it's just like the media just hates Russia. I don't understand, but here's a story. The headline is Russia tells Google not to advertise illegal events after election protest. Now, the real story here is that Russia knows what Google is doing, and they're saying, stop it. It's like if President Trump came out and said, hey, Google, as a new Project Veritas video is about to drop, President Trump comes out and says, hey, Google, stop meddling in U.S. elections by rigging search results, and then they say, America tells Google not to advertise. That's basically what they're saying about Russia. No, Google is in Russia trying to manipulate a bunch of protests and foment a bunch of riots and stuff, and so Russia's just saying, knock it off. But, you know, Russia's not allowed to exist. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. And let's go to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good day, Owen. Hey, I got a point about Epstein, but something else I wanted to just touch on. I was thinking about Fredo today, and it was really gnawing at me. Who does he remind me of? And then it hit me. It's Lefto. He totally reminds me of Lefto.
Lefto the clown?
You and Lefto the clown, yeah.
My buddy, Lefto the clown.
Yeah, I think you guys should, approach Fredo and see if you guys can hook it up and take it on the road. What do you think?
Maybe they can do like a workout video or something and see if they use the same steroids.
Yeah, like a Thug Life. I like the Happies, too. You know, there's lots of possibilities there, man.
I mean, I think Chris Cuomo feels bad. I wonder if he wasn't intoxicated. But seriously, the guy behaved like a jerk. And you know what? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think everybody has seen a guy like that before or a moment like that before, and it's just like, wow, like, you're just an embarrassment. Like, you're just a rude jerk.
CIA operative thing. I think that it's hashtag Fredo the Clown. I don't know.
Fredo Cuomo. Fake news Fredo. But now he's Fredo forever. Now I bet if you plug in Google, it's probably nothing but Chris Cuomo. It probably used to be, like 2 days ago, you plug Fredo into Google, you get Fredo. Now you plug Fredo into Google, you get Chris Cuomo. By the way, is this total proof of the simulation? Yesterday was the actor who played Fredo's birthday. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, point about Epstein. Magically, all the time, it happens that these CCTV cameras aren't working. It happened with Seth Rich, what happened to him, and Jesse Smollett. And there's always these cameras that are just magically go down when something big is happening. And I think, you know, maybe look at the angle of like racist camera manufacturers or something, you know, there's something else to that. So I don't know. I think it's, there's some other angle with the camera manufacturers, how they,
there's nothing to see here, Jeff. There's nothing to see here with Seth Rich. The media told me there's nothing to see here with Jeffrey Epstein. The media told me. So you just take those conspiracy theorists and stuff them in a sock, mister. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you very much. I have a report that I wanted to give to Alex a few days back. And in the interim, of course, Jeffrey Epstein's demise. But I wanted to bring it to your attention today because it's very relevant. There are a lot of conspiracy theories out there that are floating around. And fortunately, I'm from Montreal, and I'm from the Bronfman territory here, where a lot of these, you want to call it, honey traps and mega, as was known at the time, were really had inception. Israel is really a country that had been running, and now I believe you will never hear of this kind of activity again because something happened. But Israel was running honey traps everywhere. I mean, it was a way of getting intelligence and mutually exclusive relationships prove that, in fact, these honey traps were not like standard Mossad operations like Jonathan Pollard with a handler like Rafi Eitan. Rather, these operations were handled very much from the prime minister's office or someone who was ex-prime minister like Ehud Barak. Now, you have individuals who are very pro-Israel, and they're very cooperative, as you would have with, for example, Edgar Bronfman or Mr. Leslie, other individuals that were fomenting and encouraging intelligence gathering. Jeffrey Epstein was running a very high-level operation, and I began to notice this when Ghislaine Maxwell was mentioned, because I had researched Robert Maxwell and his relationship with Mossad. And here we now find the continuance all along of that basically sets up one, not only one, but several honey traps. One of them was General Petraeus and Paula Broadwell. If you Google Gilad Online writings, Israel Petraeus was unfaithful to us. There is a report from a high-level Israeli, initials were BB. Fortunately, says Paula Broadwell came to Israel as part of a cadet exchange program when she was at West Point and ended up in a position to help. These exchange programs with the military and law enforcement are really paying off. Now, this we now know.
Well, look, there's no doubt. I mean, we got it from the Nixivim's sex cult, too. And I'm sure you could go on for days with your report here. I don't have the days, and I got other callers to get to. But, yes, what we know is there's major blackmail lists. There's major intel operations. Epstein is connected to all of them. And, you know, you just wonder at a certain level how independent Epstein was from this or how much he was blackmailed himself, potentially, into doing this. He was just so in deep with it all that he had to do it, too. But, yes, intelligence agencies using honeypots and honey traps to get information. It's what they tried to do to George Papadopoulos. And then with people like Epstein, they just have lavish parties and they get, you know, powerful men or women in compromising situations, maybe under the influence, and then you've got potential blackmail. Or you invite them into another situation where you can really get them with even worse blackmail. So, yeah, it's crazy world. Some of it's coming out right now with this whole Epstein thing. But we have to continue to report on it, otherwise it'll just disappear. All right, we'll take more calls on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show. During this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We selling enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs.
and we'll expand and really give the global scrubs their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are major developments happening in Hong Kong right now, ladies and gentlemen. And what it means for the global power structure, we can only wait and see. You also had a major nuclear test explosion in Russia, and they're evacuating that area. You had a stabbing happen in Sydney where the guy is screaming Allahu Akbar, stabbing people, and then taken down by some brave citizens. But don't worry, folks. All is well, because the University of London is going to ban all beef burgers and become carbon neutral by 2025. So congratulations. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines and go to Dean in Virginia. Go ahead, Dean.
Hello, all you Paul Revere Juniors out there.
spreading the word of InfoWars, and I want to thank you guys for being the tip of the spear. It's kept me motivated for over 15 years. But what's amazing is you've got the highest valued witness ever, and they put him in a rinky-dink little jail with allegedly 24-hour surveillance.
I don't know. You can't really call this a rinky-dink jail. El Chapo was there. You've had ISIS terrorists there. I think Bernie Madoff may have even stayed there. I mean, it's a high-profile jail.
Okay. Now you got the guy that can bring down the entire Democratic Party and then some. I would have put him someplace a little different. But be that as it may, when you're talking about global domination, you got to get rid of the people that could bring it down. But I'm really surprised with him that he did not, or maybe had, created some kind of documentary about himself and videotaped occasionally everybody involved with his parties and or flights and or island trips, just for safekeeping, that if and when anything were to happen to me. What do you think?
Yeah, the dead man switch that we never saw. He had a little black book. They've recovered that. Who knows what they have? I mean, look, we get nothing. We're the American people. We pay for the whole thing. We get nothing except a bunch of questions and a bunch of lies and no justice, seemingly. But we'll see. I mean, look, this is it's showtime. It's showtime, Dean. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Peter calling in from New Orleans, the Big Easy. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Owen, this is Peter. Love you guys. Love InfoWars. But I got to tell you, I'm really angry. I don't know about the other InfoWarriors around the country, but for me to get the highest valued asset in U.S. history and hearing that he got killed in jail under the Trump administration is like losing Kennedy's brain. I find it hard to believe, you know, and I want you guys to hold Trump's feet to the fire. He was strangled once. There was one attempted suicide or strangle, and he didn't get him out of there.
Well, I mean, you want to be fair, but I don't even think if this was under Obama, I'd be blaming Obama. I'm looking at Attorney General Barr. If I'm pointing the finger at anybody, I'm saying Attorney General Barr should have been the one to do something about this. I would have had him either chained to my ankle or chained to my bedpost. So basically, you know, he's under my 24/7 surveillance. But now you have to open up new investigations to see how he was killed. Of course, if that's even what happened. Again, I'm not even convinced that's what happened. They could have body switched him. I mean, who knows? It's so crazy. As far as your anger is concerned, look, everybody's angry. I mean, but we've been sitting here covering mainstream lies for decades. So it's just like par for the course for us. Where's the rest of America that is finally waking up, realizing they've been lied to for so long? That's my question. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ernie in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Ernie. So what I want to see, and it is happening, it's kind of like, you know, certain events, red pill people. This is a major red pill opportunity right here. And everybody just needs to be talking about it, taking action, doing viral videos, talking to their friends and family, and talking about it at your local church group, your Bible study, your coffee, your book club, whatever. So this story doesn't go away, and they cannot cover up this industrial level pedophilia that implicates some of the most powerful names. All right, let's go to James. Let's go to James in Oklahoma. Go ahead, James.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, dude. Appreciate it very much. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, man, touching on the Epstein thing, just kind of going out on a limb, not sure how far they can go with this, but maybe we can start looking into some legalities on what we can hold those guys that were watching and surveilling Epstein. Yeah, hold them accountable for it. Negligent.
Well, they already are. Like that. Yeah, that's already happening. Two of the people involved in that have been put on leave, and the warden has been moved to a new facility.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying hold it up to where we can see it. Let's see how they're going to, you know, try them. What's going to be coming of this? If they're going to flip-flop, if they're going to say, hey, look, something happened, because obviously, like the previous caller said. There was already one try on him. We should have moved him. We didn't. They've already got names. We know that there's plenty of names he has. He's already released them. So there's plenty of people shaking in their boots. But, man, it'd be nice to get them all. It really would.
Dead men tell no tales, and we get no answers, really. That's the pathetic thing about it all.
Thanks for everything, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Let's go now to Eric in Colorado. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, Owen.
Hello.
Hey there, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Eric.
Fantastic. Well, amazing. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to send out prayers for everybody all over the planet to finally taste some freedom. But I wanted to talk about the word conspiracy and how it is lodged in the collective unconscious incorrectly. And maybe, like, saying plan, when we're talking about a plan, would help people get along. Because I notice people, like, stumble on the word when they say it. And some people think that it means something theoretical altogether, not even something real.
But that's my whole belief. It's like, so you're saying there's never been a conspiracy throughout the history of mankind?
No. Even if a conspiracy is accurately describing a plan in conversation, linguistically, things have been broken for some people and how they understand words. Lots of people are somewhat illiterate, not understanding words like anarchy, meaning no rulers, not meaning no rules. Anomie, A-N-O-M-I-E, means no rules. Anarchy means no rulers. Kind of like, in my opinion, you know, term limits. That's kind of like anarchy. They aren't rulers. They're just there for a little while because we want them there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, anybody who gets this response, like if you say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, my response is, so what are you? You're a non-thinker? You don't think critically? You believe everything you're told? You don't think there's any conspiracies out there? You don't think the media will? But that's the assumption, is that, oh, the media will tell us. No, you learn real quick the media is a bunch of liars when you really pay attention.
Plans, there are tactics which can be described as a conspiracy, but when you say conspiracy to someone, they immediately think that it is not a real thing because of the way the word has been used.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, you can say a plan theorist, you can say whatever you want. The point is, when Jeffrey Epstein dies in a jail cell and there's a camera malfunction, they took him off suicide watch, we don't have any surveillance tape, they're screaming, breathe, Epstein, breathe, apparently. Weird stuff with the photos being released, all these anomalies. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that there's some sort of conspiracy happening here when the media comes out and says, don't even question the narrative or you're to blame. And then the FBI says you're a domestic terrorist. So, I mean, you can say whatever you want. And yeah, people don't like the word conspiracy. I'm simply saying I'll own being a conspiracy theorist because I'm a critical thinker. I don't listen to mainstream news that are proven liars. I know that there's shadow powers that be that go unquestioned by the media. So, yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and conspiracy theorists keep being right about this stuff.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show here today, and it could be the final day. It's supposed to be the final day of the Banniversary sales at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, this week was the one-year Banniversary since Alex Jones got shut down off all social media, all the InfoWars live broadcast shut down. So we had the Banniversary sale, which includes up to 60% off some supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points with every order that can be applied towards future purchases. And free shipping store-wide. Free shipping, huh? Yeah, free shipping. And when you order emergency food, you're saving big time. Not only is the shipping expensive, and we cover that, we also have 50% off emergency food supplies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Big savings. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can easily support us just by buying the toothpaste. Everybody use toothpaste. Buy our toothpaste. Everybody uses a toothbrush. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out our toothbrushes. Check out the shampoo. Check out the body wash. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps InfoWars on the air tomorrow. Okay. Back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Roger in Florida. Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, Owen. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, man. First, I want to say thank you for your guys' continued efforts in shining light into dark places. You guys are really doing a great job there and continue to fight for all these patriots out there. You know, we can beat this Epstein horse to death. You know, we all know that 1 + 1, the media is trying to make it equal 3, but it's not adding up. But, you know, let's take it all the way back to 2008, some things that are not being exposed. When he was first brought into the court system in Palm Beach, and his initial deal was struck for child trafficking and pedophilia, and then the deal was struck with the sheriff, who recommended and oversaw his work release, and I'm using air quotes, program, where he was allowed to continue his behavior. And so when that was, you know, briefly exposed in the media down here, the sheriff himself, you know, thought about doing his own internal investigation, didn't want any outside resources. And, you know, since then, all that's been swept under the rug, man. But, you know, let's go back to the, you know, to the roots of the problem. And you know, what, if any, Alex always says to follow the money. I was wondering, you know, did Epstein or somebody close to him make a re-election donation to him for his sweet deal down here? What do you think?
I'm not sure I really follow that trail. I mean, you know, Epstein had money tied up in a lot of different places. I mean, if you just look at the political people involved with him, I mean, it goes both ways, mostly towards the Democrat aisle. Here's the money I'm following right now. I mean, if Epstein really died in that jail, somebody paid off security, somebody paid off a technician, somebody paid off somebody, people got paid off. I'd be following that money. As far as Epstein's money is concerned, they should already be doing that investigation. I mean, I'm sure that can go dozens of different ways. So I'm not sure if you need to necessarily follow one trail or a recent trail. I think that the whole just body of work is going to be enough. And again, I mean, we're talking about blackmail here more than anything, really. And I think that that's kind of the factor, really, that probably could never even go public. I mean, they found a, what was it? They found a file in Epstein's safe that was like underage nudes or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but man, I mean, it's just, here's the headline. Yeah, Rudy Giuliani is calling it out. You know, maybe that's why Rudy Giuliani's been acting so odd lately. It's just because he knows everything's about to come out, so he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. But it's crazy. Thanks for the call, Roger. Let's go to Jessica in Florida. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. So, yeah, on the Epstein topic, I think it's pretty odd that the comparison between, you know, they just went out there and they raided that island, and versus the way that they've treated, say, Roger Stone, right? They come in and raid him and arrest him. And then on top of it, we've got CNN pictures of Roger Stone, and then we've got immediate pictures of this supposed guy dead on a gurney, and New York Post and NBC are the first to be reporting this.
By the way, that photo is like people that are very familiar with prison and all this stuff and everything that it goes on. I was looking at this. All agree that photo was very strange. For them to release that photo, for them to even have that photo, but like from the weird angle. So there's all kinds of weirdness here. Again, I just have more questions than answers, but based on what we know, we're being lied to. I mean, we're being lied to. The guy did not commit suicide. I mean, it's impossible.
It's either assisted murder or a complete lie. What, with witness protection? It's an assisted murder or he's not dead. I mean, the other.
Yeah, and there's obviously an inside job happening here. It could go either way. Thanks for the call, Jessica. Let's take, you know, Cindy, who also had that Roger Stone point. Cindy in California, go ahead.
I think it's Sydney, actually.
Sydney, okay.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
I can talk like a Cindy, but I'm Sydney. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you identify as a woman.
Anyway, I'm in California. What do you want? So anyways, let me just say I've been tracking on Alex Stone since the 60s because I've been researching the Kennedy assassinations and all that stuff. And he and I have held hands all the way along, and here we are. And one of the things that you begin to recognize in terms of trying to track down what is referred to as a conspiracy is that when the oddities just mount up, it's not a red flag. It's a flare. And this is probably one of the most significant things that's happened in terms of trying to unveil this global conspiracy. So the thing that really bothers me, that's really bothered me a lot, is that was actually the previous caller kind of referenced that. Here we have Pedo Island, which is a storehouse of who knows what, and it took 2 weeks for the FBI to go there? That doesn't make any sense to me. As she mentioned, Roger Stone, he winked the wrong way. And the next thing you know, they're, you know, stealing all of his stuff and taking his stuff, and he can't talk and whatever else. But here's one of the biggest criminals in the history of the world, and somehow the FBI does not go out to Pedo Island and secure that evidence immediately. And as is coming out, things have already been removed. And, like, who did that? But why did the question, the real question for me is, how is it that there was some sort of, almost feels like a secret stand down order by the FBI, because that's their prerogative, to go out there and seal that location immediately? I mean, that makes no sense to me. And then again, just adds to another level of what the,
you know,
hell.
That is actually an interesting point we haven't really delved into here. Let's not forget, Jeffrey Epstein was an FBI informant, and there's very few people can even operate in this pay grade, but, like, I mean, think about that. If Epstein is an FBI informant, are there still FBI agents there that he was working with? Are there still FBI agents there that are trying to cover this up? Are there still FBI agents on the inside that are trying to keep this under wraps? And I think the logical answer would be, yeah.
There is quite a powerful cotillion of whatever they are, okay? But why the FBI did some sort of secret stand down, where did that come from? Why was there not someone in the FBI, and everybody is kind of has the same feeling, get out there and seize whatever is there. That's what you do. That's just what you do, you know? And the fact that didn't happen raises huge questions for me as
but
to
think
where
about this, because we're all operating in this small space of time of the last couple of days of Epstein's death. This guy had been a known trafficker for decades. Decades. The FBI already has access to most of these files. Let's not forget about that. They have known about Jeffrey Epstein and Pedophile Island for decades. They could have raided this island years ago. People have been calling it for years for this. So, I mean, you feel like it's too little too late at this point. But, again, I mean, we've got media trying to cover this up, FBI trying to cover this up, people inside the jail system trying to cover this up. I mean, do you think we're ever going to get any answers?
We better. That's all I can say. We better.
I have a feeling we're not.
Well, I tend to agree with you because...
And I'll be honest with you, Sydney. Thank you for the call. I don't even care if we don't get any answers. You don't have to give me any answers. Arrest all the damn pedophiles. Hang them from the highest tree. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to say that. Didn't you hear? Rod Rosenstein and Rosie O'Donnell feel bad for Jeffrey Epstein because he's a pedophile. Literally, they did that on Twitter. So I'm probably bad because I want to see pedophiles hung from a tree. I'm probably bad because I want to see pedophiles receive a worthy punishment. I'm probably bad for that, huh?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.